Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. O tell of his might, O sing of his grace. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. Psalm 96, 2 and 3. Sing and tell. That is what we're supposed to do once we have come to understand the matchless might and glorious grace of our King. Will you commit to do it? Use both your speaking and your singing voice to make his might and his grace known as often as you can. Whose robe is the light, whose canopy space? You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. Psalm 104, 1b and 2. Now we're talking. This king we worship is able to make a garment out of light. As if that description were not incredible enough, it continues by declaring that his dwelling place is the eternity of the heavens, even space itself. This is the one we worship. He is worthy. His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. Psalm 104, 3. Thunder clouds are his chariot. He rides on them. Wow. But chariots of wrath? What makes this great king extremely angry? Could it be because his creatures did not choose to worship him when he is so worthy? Might he be inviting us to respond to his power in awe and wonder? And dark is his path on the wings of the storm. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Psalm 107, 25 and 29. Like horses that move at the will of their riders, so the storm clouds respond to the will of our God. The one who robes himself in light travels a dark path through the storm. Seems like an interesting juxtaposition, even mysterious. So is our King, commander of the winds and the waves. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. O tell of his might, O sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.